Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's talk about week 9 of the NFL season here with Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated. Matt was in Kansas City on Monday night, saw him in the Chiefs locker room there. He was covering the game. And Matt, I want to start with the Chiefs, then we can get into some of these other teams in the NFL. You've seen them a couple times in person this year. We all know the run that they're currently on. When you watch them, at this point, is there anybody playing better football outside of Indianapolis than Kansas City?
No, they're the best team in the NFL. I mean, right now, look, I was doing some research. I was writing my Friday column, kind of previewing some of the best games of the week. And in the last four wins the Chiefs have had, if you strip out when the backups have been on the field, I mean, there was one drive against Baltimore. The Chiefs starters are on the field. They're up by 24 points, 2 minutes left. You strip out these garbage time drives, the Chiefs have had 27 drives in those four games. They've punted once. Like, they're just a machine. I mean, they are beating teams in a way that you normally beat a team like that once or twice a year. They've already done it four times, right, halfway through the season. And some of those teams have been good teams. Some of those teams have been Baltimore. They've been Detroit. You know, the Raiders are not a good team, but to hold the team for three first downs is ridiculous. You know, as you mentioned, I was there Monday night for SI covering that game. That game was 7-7 at halftime. That game was over, like, I don't know, 12 minutes into the third quarter. Like, it's... Right now, there's nobody playing football on their level. They're top seven in points for, points against, yards for. I mean, nobody else is close in that metric.
They are scoring on 35% touchdowns on 35% of their drives right now. It is their highest, Matt, since 2018. Like we were talking on the show, I think that by the end of the year, and we could probably just agree to it blindly now if we didn't want to see the evidence, but I'm pretty sure that this is the best offense since that offense.
Yes, I would agree. I would really argue right now that in the last, call it, let's say, 5 weeks, this is the best they've ever played in this era. I don't know. And look, you could certainly go back and say, well, 2018, they had a great offense, but the defense was terrible. You know, 2019, they started out 6-4. You know, Mahomes got hurt, and the defense kind of rounded into form. The only other stretch of football where I think you could look at and say that year – there were some stretches in 2020 where they just annihilated teams week in and week out. But this team, you know, that as good as that 2020 team was, they didn't have the defense this team has. Where you look at them defensively at times, and you go, but then you look at the numbers, and it's like the top five in everything. Like they're done.
Yards yards per game, all of it, right, man?
They're top in everything defensively. The one number maybe you'd like to see is their pressure rate go up a little bit. But beyond that, there's really not much to point to. And I just think like this last 5 weeks, yes, they lost a game to Jacksonville. They had no business losing. They gave the game away. You look at these games and see most of these games are just they're comical. These games are over halftime. These games are blowouts, no matter who they're playing, where they're playing. And now they go play a Bills team that, listen, has typically been a very good team. The Bills are not a very good team right now. They're good. They have a great quarterback. But there's a reason the Chiefs are road favorites in this game.
It feels like this Bills defense is the worst in this, you know, rivalry the Chiefs and Bills have had, right? In other years, you would say, you know, they're still a top 10 defense or something. They're nowhere near that.
They're not. And it's weird because if you look at them statistically on defense, they're not terrible. But that's also because they played nobody. All year long. Like, it's been like Andy Dalton and Spencer Rattler, Tua, and the Jets, and on and on and on. Like, even Michael Penix. It's when you watch them week in and week out. I've watched every snap of the Bills this year, every single one of them. Like, they have huge gaps in their coverage. They're a disaster against the run. I believe they're 31st in the league yards per attempt against, like, 5.5. They don't get a lot of pressure. Now they're without Ed Oliver, who is the best defender they had all year, and Shaq Thompson's going to miss this game, who arguably has been their best splash play linebacker this season. Like, this is a team that I was asked the other day, like, if you were the Bills, how would you defend Kansas City in this game? And I thought about it during the interview, and then I thought about it afterward. I got to be honest. I don't know that there's an answer. Like, if I'm the Bills, I would probably just play an umbrella shell coverage and hope the Chiefs beat them. So hopefully they drop a pass, they take a penalty, they bog down in the red zone. And that's the other part of this. Like, not only are the Chiefs moving the ball at a crazy clip, the Chiefs in the red zone over the last, I think it's five games, are 25 of 30 in the red zone. I mean, that's impossible to do that. It's just, or I think 20-25. They're 20-25, they're 80%. They are, when they're getting down there, they're scoring. I think that's the game. If the Bills have any shot in this game, they're just going to have to win in the red zone. If they can't, they're going to lose.
I guess some of it is just like, I wonder if, like, you're talking about him this way. Obviously, we've talked about, like, the national affiliation. Is this how everyone nationally is talking about the Chiefs at this point? I feel like we all just collectively woke up one day and was like, oops, slept on the Chiefs and Rashee Rice is back, and now everyone's in big trouble.
I think it kind of happened. Like, the Baltimore game was a little bit of a wake up because, but let's also be honest, that game kind of came out of nowhere with them. They were awful the first 3 weeks of the year offensively. And then they got Worthy back. I think everybody thought they'd be like a little bit of a shot in the arm, but it's just, okay, they scored 37. But they're like, all right, well, Baltimore's defense has been terrible. What does it mean? And then even though they lost to Jacksonville, they hung 476 yards on them. So that's interesting. I think it was the Lions game. Like, very few teams blow the Lions out. And after the Chiefs got down 10-6, it was almost like they just got together and were like, all right, this game's done now. And then just crushed them the rest of the game. And, like, to me, what's lost in this, everybody is talking about the offense, and rightfully so. Mahomes is the MVP of the league right now. They're scoring a million points. It's the defense. Like, they didn't give up 100 yards rushing to the Lions. You know, they played, you know, the Raiders, I don't care who you are, 95 yards and 3 first downs. That's impossible to do that. And then this past week, to Washington's credit, first half of the game they moved the ball, but the Chiefs made a couple plays to keep off the board. Second half of the game, Washington did nothing. I think until the last drive of the game, they had like 24 yards of offense in the second half. So it's that. Like, if going into this game, that's the thing. If the Bills can't match them, if the Chiefs have 2 drives in a row defensively where they play well, the game's over. Like, it just it snowballs so quickly with this team, and that's something we haven't seen with the Chiefs in a while.
We're talking to Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated with us here on 96.5 The Fan. The trade deadline is on Tuesday. What are you hearing potentially, whether it's the Chiefs or any other team, with some of the names that have been floating out there? Is this going to be like it typically is, which is everybody throws out big names, and then come Tuesday we're all disappointed that only like 2 or 3 trades happen?
Yeah, look, I think there's going to be a bunch of smaller trades. You know, you talk to people around the league. I've asked some people in different personnel departments. I think, look, you never know with this stuff because sometimes all it takes is one call. But I think there's kind of a thought of, look, you're going to see what you usually see, rentals, you know, late-round picks, maybe a couple late-round pick swaps. I think most people believe that the Dolphins are open for business, the Saints are open for business, the Browns might be a team that is willing to trade off some guys. For Kansas City, I think the general belief is to watch along the D-line. Obviously, they added Mike Pinnell. But do they add another pass rusher? A couple of names I'd watch for the Chiefs. Calais Campbell, he, despite the fact he is 39 years old, is still playing very well. He's got 3 sacks, 9 quarterback hits. The other guy who's a really interesting one is actually a Kansas City native in Malik Collins. He signed this year and next year is in Cleveland. But his cap hit, if the Chiefs were to acquire him, or anybody to acquire him, are under $1 million this year, and the next year it's like 1.3.
Oh, wow.
And he's playing at a really high level. He's having a great year. He probably cost a little more than a guy like Campbell because he is signed for next year. He might feel more like a fourth or fifth round pick. But he's a really interesting player, especially if you're the Chiefs, because he's from the area and because he signed through next season at a cheap rate. So I think those are a couple of names among others to watch.
Matt, I understand this happens every year, or at least been happening more regularly. Sam Darnold and the Vikings the year before. This happens pretty regularly, but at the same time, it is always hard to get over the, like, it's Daniel Jones in charge of the Colts.
Right.
I understand they're kicking every team's ass as well. When you watch them, why is it working? How is it working? In what way do you think it's sustainable or not? I guess at least from them, because they've got them in a couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, Jonathan Taylor's been unbelievable, and it's working because they're running the ball so well, and the line's played really well. To be fair, the line has played really well. Taylor's terrific, and Steichen understands how to call the game. And so you combine all those things, and it's a dangerous team. Like, they're not a wildly prolific passing attack. The first couple of weeks, they kind of were. But, like, really, Jones has been efficient, and to his credit, he's made the throws. I think the question the Colts are going to have to answer, and eventually they're going to have to answer it, what happens when they play a team that holds Taylor to, like, 50 yards rushing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happens in that game? Like, I know if you're Kansas City, for example, if I were Spagnuolo, I'd be like, look, I don't care. You're not running the ball. You will not run the ball. Like, we will play man coverage, whatever. If Warren wants to have six catches for 75 yards, great. Have at it. But you got to give the Colts credit. I've seen a lot of people say, well, they played a weak schedule, and they have. They have crushed these teams. I mean, this is not, you know, winning by a field goal here. But I do think there does come a question of at some point they're going to play teams that are good enough. They're going to make Jones beat them. Like, that's the one thing so far. Most of these teams they've played can't do that. The better teams, they will play Seattle. They will play San Francisco. They do play Kansas City. Even a team like Houston with a very good defense. When those teams, to some extent, bottle up Taylor, what happens? I think that's the unanswered question with the Colts.
Elsewhere in the AFC, just what we're seeing from the Denver Broncos the last couple of weeks, they're atop the AFC West. I thought that Giants comeback is one of those wins that is so powerful for you the rest of the season when you're down in a game, just the middle edge that you now have. And I feel like it's just going to, you know, jumpstart the rest of their season. Maybe it already has with what they looked like last week.
Listen, you know one thing with Denver? They can get after your quarterback. I mean, they're on pace to set an all-time sacks record. They can do it with four. They like the blitz as well. They can overwhelm you. And that, you know, I just talked about Taylor. Like, if you can stop him with the Colts, like, what happens? I think that's the question with Denver. Like, if you can block them to a reasonable degree, especially now with Sertan out, might miss some time here at the pec strain. Like, what happens? Nick's is a very hard guy to analyze because – he will literally play three quarters where he looks like he doesn't belong in the NFL.
I know.
And then have, like, a quarter where he looks like Joe Montana. And I don't know what you do with that. But the thing that I do think is a problem for Denver come playoff time, that offense is just – I know they lit Dallas up, but I'm pretty sure Vanderbilt could light Dallas up. Like, it's – I don't know what you do with that. Like, that offense feels like if they get behind in a game, it's a major problem. Like, I don't, and I know you could say, well, look at what they did with the Giants. They're not going to see the Giants in the playoffs.
Right.
Look, I think Denver's a good team. I picked them preseason to make the playoffs. I think defensively they're excellent. But I just feel like with the offense, they're a little limited in January, where a team like Kansas City, even if Buffalo, if they can get right to any extent here, like, those teams have higher ceilings because they can just, they can overwhelm you in a way that I don't know that Denver can with that offense.
Do you think that the league's right for making Baltimore Ravens the favorite, or the betting market's right, that the Baltimore Ravens should be considered the favorite to win the North?
Yes, I do. The Bengals are not good. The Browns are, well, I mean, the Browns are who they've been for 30 years.
Yeah, we don't have to even mention the Browns in this conversation, bro.
Right, they're not a franchise. The Steelers, you always respect them from the standpoint that they always win 9-10 games. Like, they always do it. The division's going to come down to, can Pittsburgh beat the teams they ought to beat, and can they at minimum split with Baltimore? Like, if you, because they got the two games, I believe one of them I know is week 18, and the other one's like week 15. If Pittsburgh could even just split those games, they've got a pretty good shot. But it becomes one of these things where if Baltimore beats them twice, you got problems. I mean, Baltimore's schedule is a joke. I mean, they do play Green Bay. They do play New England. But other than that, like, the hardest thing they play is Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, they're a weird team. I don't buy into them. Their defense is terrible. Although I am very curious this week against Indianapolis. The game's in Pittsburgh. They're on a two-game slide. If there is ever a game for the Steelers to just kitchen sink the thing and, hey, we have to win whatever it takes, this week is kind of it. But they're talented enough to be a threat. But, yeah, I actually do think Baltimore should be the favorite.
Is it weird that I lost a little bit of respect? Last question for Matt LaFleur for saying, I don't give an S that it's Halloween. I'm here to win football games. I feel like you're taking your job too serious, you know?
Yeah, I mean, especially Carolina coming in. It feels like you could celebrate Halloween.
Go trick-or-treat with your kids.
Right, like he's got a couple of sons, right? Like, hey, like, you know, like, take 2 days off. Bryce Young's going to be playing you on Sunday. You're fine. Like, just make Halloween extended holiday.
Matt, what you've got a couple young kids, right? Are you you dressing up with them, or what's the plan tonight?
We did a Halloween party last week, and I dressed up as a hockey player, so I already have all the gear from all my days playing hockey, so was easy enough. But yeah, they're going ahead. The little one is a ghost, and the older one's a cheerleader, and so they're living the dream. All they care about is how much candy they can possibly shovel into their pillowcases. And all I care about is when they go to bed, how much I can take from them without them.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, you're set. You're going to have plenty as well. All right, Matt, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.